patterns of our society are being disrupted.
Raising to a new level.
I don't want to meet the guy that doesn't like Twinkies. You know, this is a person that has serious social issues, societal issues. He's probably a psychopath. Now, I'm not talking about people that are like, I'll have a Twinkie once in a while, but I'm not that crazy about him. That person is fine. Okay by me. I'm talking about the guy that is losing his mind and he's thinking, friggin' Hostess. I swear to God, if I ever get a chance, I'll blow that damn factory up because of them Twinkies. That guy has an issue. I mean, that guy that makes, you know, goes on the social media. Yeah, I don't like Twinkies. Anybody that does is a Trump / Obama supporter. You know, that guy has got to let the world know I don't like Twinkies. Twinkies are evil. Then there's the group that has to post that nutritional value is absent from the Twinkie. Stop. Just cut the crap. Because these people also probably don't like the Hostess cupcake. Which there's no excuse for that unless you've got really a lot of cavities. Because those things will kill a cavity. They will nuke your tooth. I'm not joking, bro. And then there's the other snack cakes that I just can't justify. Funny Bones. Somewhere out there, there's a guy that loves Funny Bones. That guy needs to have his head checked as well. Crazy about Funny... Really? You're nuts about Funny Bones. Funny Bones are something you do not want to experience throwing up. True story, I've been there. Threw up a Funny Bone. Got a piece of chocolate lodged in my throat. Thought I was going to die. And it was awful. To this day, I can't do the Funny Bone. Just cannot do the Funny Bone. Then there's snacks that... Why the hell did they even invent it? You know, who is eating those 3-pack of donut sticks? What, are you too cheap to go to Dunkin' Donuts? Or you know, I don't know, any number of, you know, Krispy Kreme, whatever? You gotta cheap out and buy the cheapo depot donut sticks in a pack? Come on, man. Ugh. It's like eating particle board that's been soaked in gasoline. It's terrible. Now, the mother of all snack cakes, in my opinion, is the original. Not the new one, the original Suzy Q. Not the one they brought back when Hostess was reborn from the ashes. I'm talking about the one with the thick cakes and the cream in the middle that was just awesome. When I went to summer camp as a kid, when I opened up my lunch at lunchtime and had a Suzy Q, that was going to be a good afternoon. When I opened it up and it was a Funny Bone, it was going to be a crappy afternoon. I was probably going to drown during open swim. But that's my opinion. That's where I'm stand. That's where I stand on the snack cake debate. If they hate Twinkies, probably a terrorist. Here's something else I don't understand. Recreational drugs. Now, when I say recreational, I don't mean marijuana. I'm not on that train. I don't think it's harmful. Whatever. Fine. But there are some drugs recreational is added to. Like, we're going to the park and we're doing a hit. You know, shooting up with heroin or doing some blow off of the lawn. I don't know. Crystal meth, for some reason, is in this category of recreational drugs. First of all, the word recreational, incredibly euphemistic and stupid, by the way. Can't stand the fact that we're calling it this. It's just, it's not recreational. All right, if your recreation involves taking something that was made from household cleaners and cough medicine, you might have an issue. You might need one or two new hobbies. And how does somebody sell that? Hey, yeah, got some drugs here. Really great. Makes you high. Makes you have more energy. Kind of euphoric. It's great. That sounds marvelous. What is it made from? Oh, it's friggin' great. It's made from, Sudafed and Top Job. It's awesome. Well, can it be served in a white wine sauce? Because I really do like everything served in a white wine sauce. I mean, the conversations for taking some of these drugs has got to be just entertainment on wheels. Now, cocaine I kind of get. Cocaine is interesting because cocaine comes from the coca leaf, where when it's used natively, they just chew on the leaf. But we found out a way to make it completely lethal by concentrating it and turning it into a powder and then pretty much just snorting it off a mirror. Why it has to be a mirror, I don't know. Any flat surface should do, like, you know, a metal table or, you know, the flat side of a something. But, boy, that was weak, wasn't it? But everything else, heroin, why? What do I need for equipment again? Well, you're going to need a spoon, a set of tack hammers, a ball peen hammer on the side, and a wrench. Then you're going to gash open your arm with the skill saw, and then you're going to go ahead and rub that stuff in there. It's going to be great. You're going to feel like $1 million for about 30 minutes, and then the next time it ain't going to be as great. And the next time after that, it ain't going to be as great. So you're going to have to keep upping the dose, and then eventually you'll just die. That's great. Can I get it in a to-go package? Seriously, you have to be completely stupid to take drugs. Now, I'm not against saving these people. Look, everybody has that moment of redemption. Everybody needs that moment of redemption. But there has to be a point where they have the moment of redemption. I don't know how you sell this stuff, but if you can actually sell this stuff, maybe you should get into multi-level marketing. George Carlin once said, "You know what we haven't done in a while? Just letting everybody do whatever the hell they want." It's been a while since we tried it. Maybe this time it'll work. Well, I want to look at this for a second. What if the anarchists have it right? You know, accidentally. They've envisioned a world where if you like your neighbor's scooter, you just friggin' take it and nobody can say anything. I envision a world where you can do something that you want to do without some government schmuck with a pen that wants to make legislation about it. In some states, you can't collect rainwater. What the hell is with that? It's rainwater. It falls from the sky. What's the friggin' problem? The reason the subject came up was because there was a video posted by my friend Emma, who's basically the exact political antithesis of what I am, with two guys from presumably some third world country, building a swimming pool completely from scratch. I mean, literally baking bricks from the clay they harvested from the earth. It was brilliant. And I felt it my duty to point out that you could never actually do this in the United States. Too much red tape. There's always some schmuck with a pen. And yeah, I got a law degree. I was a lawyer. And nobody cares. That just means that you know how to manipulate the law the way you want it to read. Homesteaders are under attack in certain states in this country because, you know, look, we don't want you being completely self-sufficient. What are the actual reasons that government doesn't want me to be self-sufficient? Because I really want to know this. Why is it we aren't allowed to have everything off the grid? Like, we can do solar power, but there's, like, special interest in that. First of all, solar power's got its money's, its hands in the back pockets of a lot of congressmen. And then you've got the people that, you know, want to do wind harvesting. Well, that's an eyesore. We don't want you to do that. Outhouses? Completely illegal. I know what you're thinking. Who wants an outhouse? I don't want an outhouse. Have you ever smelled those things? They smell like poop. Yeah, it's an outhouse. I kind of gathered that. What's interesting is a lot of public facilities have something similar to an outhouse, and no, I'm not talking about the porta potty, I'm talking about the composting toilet, which is essentially just an outhouse. Somehow, a racing facility in Watkins Glen, New York can have that, but you can't have one in your backyard because I don't know. It worked for a long time, and then suddenly it's illegal. 200 years, 300 years, outhouses, suddenly illegal. Can't have an outhouse. Not that I really want an outhouse. I mean, but I should have the option to do what I want. And there's so much red tape that you can't just do whatever you want. So that brings me back to my original point. Do anarchists accidentally have it right? Maybe the answer isn't less government or more government. Maybe the answer is no friggin' government at all. I mean, obviously, they can't friggin' get it right. They only care about their own special interests, and they'll screw us the first time they get a chance. The minute they get your vote, they throw you overboard and say, good luck with that rock tied to your foot. I'm just not sure that they really give a crap about what I'm doing. And you know what else I'd like the option to do? Put an outhouse right in the friggin' White House lawn. Let's see how they like it, and make it public. Yeah, that way you can take a big steaming dump right in the White House, and that way they know exactly what you're thinking. Of course, in an anarchist society, this wouldn't be a thing. Listen, guys, I appreciate all you listeners out there that are listening to the show, despite the fact that I'm stumbling over my own words. But what are you going to do? Listen, there's a couple ways you can follow me, and that is Twitter, at Vince Wild Show. You can also check out the Wild Report at wildside.tumblr.com. And you can email me, vincewildshow@gmail.com. If you don't know how to spell wild by this point, I don't know that I can help you.
New York, London,
Philadelphia,
Japan,
Chicago,
Paris,
San Francisco,
Tijuana,
Los Angeles, California.
The Vince Wild Show.